Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
We're looking this week, but God, you were there, God, and we just thank you for that. And we give you praise specifically for Kathy Mailer's recovery from her strokes, God. She's already walking. God, she's talking and she's even driving again, and it's all because of your power. And you can do that in each and every one of us, God, and we just thank you right now. And God, we ask that you will open our hearts, open our minds, so that
well, good morning, Life Change Church. We are glad that you are with us this morning. If you are a first-time guest, we are especially glad you chose to worship with us. Please make sure you stop at the Connect desk on your way out of service to pick up a free gift. Now, if I could have a show of hands, how many of us this morning enjoy going out to eat? Right? Do you like to go out to eat? Well, we know that when we go out to eat, a large part of whether we enjoy our meal or not is based on the quality of service, right? Like, how good of a job did your waiter or your waitress do? And we've all been on the receiving end of some really good service, and we've also probably been on the receiving end of some really bad service. Now, how many of us have ever waited tables? Whether you, maybe some of us currently do, right? But when I was in college, I waited tables for the Cracker Barrel. And I can tell you that when you wait tables, you never know what is going to happen, right? Because you don't ever know what kind of a mood your customer is going to be in. But your job is still to take care of that person regardless. And you also don't know what your cook is going to do to mess up your order. Right? Because even if you as a server may have put the order in wrong, you're still going to blame it on the cook. And I know that because I used to cook for the Cracker Barrel as well. Right? And so, but during my time at the Cracker Barrel, I've seen just about everything, and I probably did everything as well, including tripping over a coat, flying through the air, and landing on a table with a tray full of hot breakfast food, which in turn then flipped up both plates all down a 60-year-old woman. I'm laying on my chest on the table, and there is food all over this 60-year-old woman. That actually happened to me while I was serving at the Cracker Barrel. And I've worked in banking. I'm going to tell you, taking care of hungry people is a whole lot more difficult than taking care of people's money. It's way worse, because serving hungry people, usually hungry people are a little bit crabby, right? Because they want to eat and they want to eat right now. So serving hungry people is not an easy job, but it has to be done well. If you're going to continue to go out to eat, you're going to go out to eat at the places that have good service, right? And so if the food industry is going to continue to thrive, then they have to focus on good service. Well, this morning, I'm here to tell you that if the church is going to thrive, if life change is going to continue to thrive, then we too also have to focus on good service. Because just like people don't like to go out to eat where they get bad service, people don't like to come to a church where they're not treated well either. And so we're currently in our series called Selfless. We're in week 3, and our key verse for the entire service our entire series has been this, Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, and it says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And this morning, as we go through today's message, I really want you to focus on that word, deny themselves, that phrase. We have to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. In week one of our series, Gary Fowler spoke of some of his own selfishness. You know, he had a period in his life where he was going through a selfish time, and God kind of helped correct him a little bit, and so he surrendered that to him. And then God took that, and he used it, and it became moments of selflessness. And then last week, Pastor Corbin talked about commitment, and so today I'm going to talk about serving. If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to John chapter 13. We're going to be in verse 1 through 17. If you don't have your Bibles, I encourage you to download the YouVersion Bible app. It's a fantastic app that allows you to take the Bible with you wherever you go. There are also reading plans, including reading plans that we do together as a church that you can find at our Facebook page. And they have daily reminders to help you read the Bible every day. So we're going to read in John chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And it says the following. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper, he laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he had girded. So he came to Simon Peter, and he said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter. Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also wash my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you're clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. And it's for this reason that he said, Not all of you are clean. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. And basically what Jesus is saying there in verse 15 is, serve others the way I served you. I set an example for you. Serve others the way I served you. If there's only one thing that you remember today, I want it to be this. Serve others the way Jesus served you. Right? Serve others the way Jesus served you. Now there's times that I look back at my experience at the Cracker Barrel as I was waiting tables. And sometimes I feel like everything I ever needed to know about serving Jesus, I learned by waiting tables. In fact, if you've ever been in the customer service-based industry, regardless of whether it was waiting tables or not, there are things you learn in how to treat people, right? Because it doesn't really matter what kind of a mood you're in. What matters is the kind of service you give them, regardless of the kind of mood that they're in. In fact, we see in Colossians chapter 3, the entire third chapter is how to act as a Christian towards other people, including how to work. Listen to some of the things that Paul says. Set your mind on things above. Consider the members of your earthly body dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed. Put aside anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech. Don't lie, right? Can we just agree that that should be a basic in customer service? Right? Don't lie. How easy is that? Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. forgive each other. Above all, put on love. He then goes on to talk about husbands and wives, slaves and masters. And then he says the following, and this is verse 23 and 24 of Colossians chapter 3. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, and it is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Right? So your reward of the inheritance is the Lord Christ of whom you serve. So think with me, both when you're the customer and maybe when you've been the rep, which behaviors or attitudes lead to better service? So we've got a little chart for us to look at. On the left side, we have negative attitudes, and on the right side, we have positive attitudes. As we go through the chart, I want you to think of a time like, hey, maybe you were the service rep, and maybe you displayed some of the negative ones, or maybe you were the customer, and you received some of the negative ones. So slander, anger, malice, lying, abusive speech, greed, or impurity. And then on the right side, we see positive attitudes like compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love. And so as people, if we were to do a poll today and say, hey, which one of those columns do we like to be on the receiving end? I'm pretty sure that we would all say the right column. Yes? The problem is, as people, we don't always give the right column. Do we? Right? We have days where maybe we're having a bad day. Maybe we're angry. And so some of these other behaviors start to creep in. I want to show you a little bit of a video, and then we're going to talk about the difference between the lady in this video and what we see in Scripture from Jesus. So let's have that video, John.
Girl, Marcus Boston met me yesterday, and he didn't show up. Girl, I will cut him. Girl, yes, I will. You remember what happened last time, right, when he had said he didn't hook up with Tracy, and then I had found out he did? Girl, I cut him. Oh, girl, yes, I did, girl.
Excuse me.
Yes, I... you see me in the middle of a conversation? Don't interrupt, bro. I'm gonna have to call you back. Welcome to King Burger, where we could do it your way, but don't get crazy.
All right, can I get a number 6 with a cookies and cream milkshake?
You sure you just don't want a Coke?
Pardon?
I gotta get the ice cream out, put some cookies all up in it. I don't even know how to use that blender. They got me pressing all these crazy buttons. No, you can have a Coke. Let me get number 6 with a large Coke. Next.
Hi, I'll have a number 3 with no cheese, no tomato, and no lettuce.
Dang, anything else? I got a complicated order. Let me get number 3 with no cheese, no tomato.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, sir. You see me trying to put in my order? Don't interrupt, rude. And no lettuce, that's it. What?
I changed my mind about the cheese.
Oh, now you want some cheese?
Yes.
Now you want some cheese? You see me putting the order, why you didn't say that in the first place?
I tried to, but...
No, sir, don't get loud with me, sir. Do not get loud with me. Oh, no. Security! Security! This dude needs to go. Thank you.
Bonkwikwi.
Oh, hi, Mr. Williams. How are you today, sir?
I've had better days, Bonkwikwi. This is the 5th time you've called security. Now, how many times do I have to tell you, you cannot call security just because somebody has a complicated order?
Is that what you had said?
Yes, that's what I had said.
Okay, you right, Mr. Williams. Okay, I'm sorry. Next, please.
Hi, can I get a...
Let's cut it right there, John. Thank you. All right, so we've all been on the receiving end of that at times, and yes, it tends to happen at fast food restaurants more than maybe an Olive Garden or something even above that in higher dining. We've experienced that. Well, my concern is that sometimes we experience that even in the church, because that lady clearly was not having a good day. Like, the customer was a bother to her, right? I mean, she couldn't even get the ice cream out to make the lady her shake. Now, here the guy is trying to talk to her, and she's not even listening to him. Excuse me, I'm trying to put your order in. Yeah, right, I know, but I'm trying to, right? And it was an inconvenience to her. The customer was an inconvenience to her. And my concern is that sometimes, even as believers in Christ, whether it's serving at the church or whether it's out in the community, that people are an inconvenience to us. And we need to be aware of that because you can see the results, right? Neither one of those customers left very happy. And it doesn't matter whether you're paying $7 for your meal or whether you're at Mitchell's and paying $100 for your meal. You still want quality service. And so she couldn't be bothered. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we have to remember that we're supposed to serve others the way Jesus served us. And so here's the question. Why don't we always do it? And the bottom line is this. Serving others is hard, right? It's not natural. Now, I know for some of us, you are born with the gift that it does not matter where you go. You have a smile on your face, and you have no problem being compassionate to other people, and you are the server of servants. Like, I get that. That's about 1% of the people I know. I'm a part of the 99, right? It's not natural to just do that all the time. And so what happens is this conflict exists within us, right? These things boil up in us, and it can be zeroed into one term, and it's the flesh, right? Our flesh is selfish in its very nature. But by the very nature of serving, we can't serve from a selfish position. Serving other people involves a word that most of us don't like, and that word is sacrifice, right? It means getting outside of ourselves, laying aside our own agenda, putting down our own gratification, right, to take care of other people. I'm going to let you in on a little bit of a Daryl Beckett secret, right? In our story, we see that Jesus was eating when he began to serve. Here's the Daryl Beckett secret. Don't interrupt me when I'm eating. Just don't do it. It's not going to be good for you, and later I'm going to get blamed for losing it, right? I don't like to be interrupted when I'm eating, especially if I cooked on top of the meal. Like, I want to sit down, and I want to eat my food while it's hot, and I don't want to be interrupted, because the reality is, just about the only time I get to sit down, unless I'm going to bed, is when I'm eating. So just don't interrupt me. I can't see outside myself in that moment, and the only thing I see is my own gratification, because I like to eat. And I don't want to be interrupted. Yet that's exactly what we see happen with Jesus. They're sharing in the Passover meal, and Jesus just stops eating. And he doesn't just stop eating to serve. He stops eating to wash their feet. Right? That is some pretty serious stuff. It's also a big fat no from me. I mean, think about it. Like, we wear shoes. Now, I know in the summertime, you know, so we do some barefooted and some flip-flops. These guys wore sandals, and they walked everywhere, right? And so he stops eating to wash their dirt-covered, sandal-wearing, crusty, walk-everywhere-I-go feet, right? I'm like, no way am I ever doing that. So newsflash, Life Change Church, if we ever go out to eat together, I'm never going to stop to wash your feet. It is not happening. But that's the example that we see from Jesus. And that's the exact opposite example we saw from our fast food friend. Excuse me. She couldn't see past herself. She was stuck in her own moment. She wanted to finish her food or her phone conversation. Then she didn't want to make the lady's food because it was a complicated order. She didn't want to fix the guy's cheese. She couldn't see past herself. Yet that's the very thing that Jesus is asking us to do. In order to serve others, we have to be willing to be inconvenienced. And if that means that the customer wants cheese after he tells you that he doesn't, it has to be okay. If it means that somebody you serve turns around and betrays you like Judas did, or like Peter initially rejects you, that has to be okay too. If we're going to serve others the way Jesus served us, then these things have to be okay. The reality is this, that when we serve others the way Jesus served us, we cannot serve from a position of selfishness. The true position of serving is one of selflessness. Serving is not about you. In fact, it's never about you. It's always about the one being served. And in order to help keep perspective as believers in Jesus, when we serve others, we're serving Jesus. Remember Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 25. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And then the righteous will answer him and say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even to the least of them, you did it to me." So what if we actually did serve others the way Jesus served us? What if we did serve from a position of selflessness? Well, I'll tell you, two things will happen. Number one, you will grow as an individual. You'll grow as a person because you are called by Jesus Christ to serve. And number two, the church will continue to grow. Because as we as individuals grow, then the body of Christ will also grow. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. In the same way word gets out about a restaurant that has bad service and we don't go to those restaurants, people don't like to come to a church where they're mistreated. So what can we do about it? Well, the first thing is see beyond yourself, right? Jesus saw way past himself. He saw the bigger picture. He knew he was about to be betrayed, yet he humbled himself, and he served in one of the lowliest ways. If you're going to serve other people the way that Jesus served you, you have to be willing to see beyond yourself. And that means seeing other people's needs and filling them. It also means serving people that don't look like you or sound like you. And it most certainly means serving people you might not like and doing it well. It's going to mean serving people that you might be mad at and doing it well. You have to be willing to see beyond yourself in order to serve others the way Jesus served you. And if this is something that you struggle with, then I encourage you, ask God to help you open your eyes and see things the way he does. Be willing to see beyond yourself. Be prepared. In verse 4, it says that Jesus got up from supper and he laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin. Jesus prepared himself in order to serve. Now, our lady in the video, sure, she had her work uniform on, so you could say she looked prepared, but she really was not prepared to serve, was she? Her attitude was someplace completely different. She had no desire to be there. She wanted to be talking to her girlfriend, and she sure didn't want to put cheese on that guy's sandwich that said he didn't want any cheese, right? If we're going to serve other people and we're going to serve Jesus the way that he served us, then we have to be prepared. And so what does that mean? Look at what Jesus did. He knew that he was going to wash the feet of his disciples. And so he didn't just show up and hope that he had enough supplies. He made sure. He filled the basin with water. He girded himself with a towel. And he had all the things he needed in order to wash the disciples' feet. And so if you're going to serve, if you're going to work on a serve team in your church, then you have to be prepared. So here's what it means. If you're on first impressions team, show up with a smile and be willing to talk to people that you don't know, right? Be willing to talk to people that you don't know because that's what a first impression is, and do it with a smile, right? If you're in kids' life, read the lesson ahead of time and watch the video. If you have to be prepared. And here's something else that you have to be prepared for. Kids, right? If you are in kids' life, then you have to be prepared for kids. And you better show up with some energy. If you're in the parking lot and it's February, you should probably have a jacket, maybe a hat, and some gloves. If it's raining, you probably should have a jacket. Otherwise, you're going to get wet and you're going to be miserable. And as cars are pulling into the parking lot, they're going to see that you're looking pretty miserable. So if you're going to serve, you have to be prepared. Jesus said, do as I did. Follow my example. Jesus knew he was going to wash the disciples' feet, and so he prepared. When you serve, you have to be prepared. You also have to be an overcomer. Think about what happened to Jesus. Jesus was rejected by Peter, and he was betrayed by Judas, yet still he served. Right? In our passage, it said that Satan had already come into the heart of Judas Iscariot. And Jesus knew that. Remember he said, but not all of you are clean, because he knew that Judas was unclean. Yet nowhere in the scripture does it tell us that he did not wash Judas' feet. Right? It says he washed the feet of his disciples. And so think about that with me. Like, what happens in your life that could possibly be as conflicting as knowing you're about to wash the feet of somebody who just sold you into your death? Like, I'm pretty sure I can confidently say nothing, right? There is nothing that you experience that would cause as much of a conflict as that. Yet Jesus was willing to overcome that, and he still washed their feet. Serving is not an easy road. And for some of us, it's the people aspect alone, right? Because some of us struggle to get along with people. Well, guess what? If you're going to serve, you have to learn how to overcome that. We talked about kids' life a moment ago. There's few things that I desire less than to be surrounded by 10 screaming 8-year-olds, right? like that's tough for me. But guess what? If 10 screaming 8-year-olds need Daryl to step up and overcome, then Daryl's got to step up and overcome, right? We have to learn how to be overcomers. And sometimes what we have to overcome the most is ourselves. Yeah? Because we do have the bad day. Because we do have a bad attitude. Or because we're hangry, right? Sometimes the very thing that we have to overcome the most is ourselves. We don't feel like it. We, even though we already committed, which Pastor Corbin set us up for commitment last week, and this week we're talking about serving, right? And so sometimes we make a commitment, but we wake up not in a good mood. Or we wake up and we're tired because we stayed up too late watching March Madness. Or because. And so we have to be willing to overcome those things. There are days none of us feel like it. Jesus didn't serve based on his feelings. He didn't let obstacles stop him from serving. In order to serve, you have to be an overcomer. And then finally, if you're going to serve, you have to serve, right? If you're going to serve, you have to serve. Jesus saw beyond himself, he prepared himself, he overcame, and he served. None of those things are going to matter if you don't actually serve. If you're going to serve, you have to serve. Listen to verse 14. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did. Now, as a waiter, I got paid based on the quality of the job I did. And guess what? There were some nights I did not get paid very much. Right? Here at Life Change Church, here's another promise I can make you. You're not going to get paid cash for being on a serve team. Right, you're just not going to. But according to our passage in Colossians chapter 3, you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord. And that inheritance is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I can promise you that that's a far greater value than any amount of cash that we could put in your pocket. Jesus didn't just serve, he served with excellence. There's an old myth out there that says you cannot expect volunteers to work as hard as paid staff, but I don't see that as a biblical model. In fact, I see the opposite. When you hear a phrase like this that says, you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord, and when you hear phrases that say, whatever you do to the least of these, do to me, and when you hear phrases like, do your work as unto the Lord, I think we have a biblical model that says, even as volunteers, even as servants, that we're to serve as the same level of excellence as paid staff. And so serve and serve with excellence. Let's serve others the way that Jesus served us. I hope this morning that you've been somewhat challenged, not just if you're already serving, challenged in the way you serve, and if you're not serving, challenged to serve. A part of being selfless is learning to serve others, and one of the best ways that you can serve is by serving your local church. If life changes your church, in just a moment, I'm going to provide you with a list of opportunities to serve here. If life change is not your church, I want to encourage you to go back to your church. Listen, hear me clearly. If you have a home church and we're not it, go to your church and serve. Find somebody that can get you plugged in. So some of the needs that we have at Life Change right now are kids' life. Kids' life, we don't have anybody to teach our second service and our secondary students. In fact, this morning, our pastor is going to be teaching secondary because we don't have anybody to do it at second service. So we really need help in kids' life. We also need tech team support. We're short in that area. And then we have an opportunity to serve the community this Saturday, this Saturday, March 24th, the YMCA is having their Easter Bunny breakfast, and they are looking for volunteers. And so if you are interested in serving in any one of those areas that I mentioned, kids' life, tech team, or the Easter Bunny breakfast, then we've made it very simple. You're just going to text the word serve life to 31996. That's one word, no space. You're going to text the word serve life to 31996, and we'll just leave that slide up for the rest of the service. And so the band is up. I want to challenge you to take the Connect card out of the seat back in front of you. And maybe for some of you, you don't know Jesus at all. You don't even understand this concept of serving that we're talking about. Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to serve the world. And the way that he did it was by living a sinless life and dying a brutal death and being resurrected so that you could have eternal life. And so if you don't know Jesus, now is the time you can accept him as your Savior. There's a spot on your Connect card that you can mark that you'd like to accept Jesus as your Savior, and we'll pray for you. And so for maybe some of you, you have been challenged, and you want to get engaged, and you want to plug in, and you want to serve. There's a spot on the other side of your card that says, Jesus is asking me to. You can go ahead and just write the word serve in there. Or if you know, hey, I really want to get engaged with this particular team, you can write the name of the team in there, and we'll get you connected with the leader. And then remember, you can also text Serve Life to 31996. Take a moment and pray, and in just a moment, Pastor Corbin will be back up with next steps.
Dear God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the challenge that you've given us to serve like you, to love like you, and to be more like you. Help us to listen to your instruction, to follow it, to take it seriously, and show us how we can serve others like you did. Amen.
There's no place I would rather be, no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be, there's no place I would rather be, no place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God.
Some of you guys like those sermons that just smack you in the face. So that was kind of me, and I'm just going to be super transparent and honest here. Today was not my best day. So when Daryl's preaching that, I'm thinking like, oh, can you just stop? I just leaned over there. I'm like, he's talking directly to me. So for those of you who are on our serve team on the morning prayer, we gather around all the time. I usually give like a quick upbeat pep talk and stuff. Today I was a little grumpy and even angry. I wasn't the characteristics that Jesus was. So when he sang that, I'm like, oh, all right, I need to look past myself. I need to be prepared. And I need to even overcome my own issues, overcome my own obstacles, right? So when I'm hearing that, I'm like, oh, thanks God, yeah, that was a good one. I wanted to share that with you, so I'm honest with you guys. Man, God still, he speaks in so many different ways, and I hope today that he spoke to you as well. So right now, hopefully you were able to respond, and I pray that response is more than just words on a paper. But I praise that the inner core, where it cuts to you, and you know that, man, you're going to walk out different. You're going to walk out different because you're going to experience God. So right now, let me just pray over this offering, and let me just also pray over this response. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. God, we thank you for speaking to us, God, through your scripture, through your word, God. God, we thank you for bringing up hard truths that sometimes it's hard to take, but it's what we need to become more like you. And God, I pray that we can serve like you did. I pray that we can serve this community. I pray that we can serve others, our families, our friends, our coworkers. We can serve them the way you served us so that they will be changed through your power. And God, we thank you for giving us opportunity to respond. And God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to give back as well. Even this form of giving, it's a way to serve. It's a way to sacrifice so that others can know you. God, right now we just pray a blessing over you. We pray that it'll be multiplied. Be multiplied so that others can experience you. God, we love you and we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you were here today and you were listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.